感谢主的恩典，也非常欢迎大家参加我们下午的聚会。
We thank the Lord for His grace, and we welcome everyone for attending this afternoon service.
我们今天下午跟大家介绍的题目是重生的洗礼。
This afternoon, the topic that we would like to share with everyone is the baptism of rebirth.
重生就是再生一次。
To be reborn is to born again.
为什么我们要重生？
Why do we need to be reborn?
为什么要接受洗礼？
Why do we need to be baptized?
今天下午就跟大家很简单的来探讨这个问题。
This afternoon, we would like to share upon this topic.
我们来看撒加利亚书，就在旧约圣经里面的导数第二本书。
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah, which is the second last book in the Old Testament.
撒加利亚书十三章第一节。
Zechariah chapter 13 verse 1。
十三章第一节。
Zechariah chapter 13 verse 1。
说那日必给大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开一个全园，洗除罪恶与污秽。这里讲到说，神要为他的百姓啊开一个洗罪的全园。
Here it tells us that God will open a fountain for His people for taking away their sin and uncleanness.
他要把人的罪恶跟污秽啊，把它洗干净。
So that the sins and the uncleanness of people can be washed away.
我们再看弥迦书第七章。
Let us turn to Micah chapter 7.
弥迦书。
Micah chapter 7.
第七章十八节。
Chapter 7, verse 18.
跟十九节。
Verses 18 and 19.
弥迦书哈。
Micah chapter 7.
七章十八节。
Verse 18.
说神啊，有什么样的神能够向你赦免罪呢？饶恕你产业之民移民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩。十九节。
19。
必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪投于深海。这里讲到神是施恩怜悯人的神。
Here it tells us that God is a God of mercy and love.
虽然人得罪了神，但是要神要施恩赦免我们。
Even though men have sinned against God, yet He will have mercy and compassion on us.
所以他为我们预备了一个洗罪的泉源。
Therefore, He prepared for us a fountain that washes away sins.
所以要把我们的罪啊投到深海里面。
So that our sins can be cast into the depths of the sea.
这个圣经啊，它的主题就是神的救恩。
The theme of the Bible is the salvation of God.
就是神怎么来救赎我们人类。
That is how God is to save mankind.
我们买一件电器用品都会有说明书。
When we buy an electronics equipment, it will come with a manual.
所以我们就可以借着这说明书来了解这个机器的性能。
Through the manual, we can understand the functions that the equipment has.
怎么来操作
？How to control it？
这个圣经啊，就是人类的说明书。
The Bible itself is the manual for life.
告诉我们所有万物的来源。
It tells us the origins of all things.
还有人是怎么来的，人跟神之间的关系。
Where human beings came from and the relationship between them and God.
所以耶稣说啊，你们要查考圣经，因为这里面有永生。
Therefore, Jesus says to us that we must study the scriptures, for in it contains life.
他说，为我做见证的就是这本圣经。
He says, the one who testifies on behalf of me is the Bible.
圣经是六十六本书合起来。
And the Bible consists of 66 books.
虽然经过了一千六百年，有四十个作者来完成。
Even though it encompasses 1,400 years.And has 40 authors.
但是这只是人把神的话 把它记录下来。
Yet, they are recorded, they are recording the words of God in it.
前后圣经啊，经过那么久的时间，都是一贯的道理，没有冲突矛盾。
Even though it contains words through such a long period of time, yet, there's no contradiction. There's no conflict.
在圣经里面告诉我们，有一位救赎主要来。
The Bible tells us that there is a Messiah that has come.
后来又把耶稣的事迹，他所讲的话记录下来。
And later on in the Bible, it records the words of Jesus Christ.
所记载这些事情，就是我们去查考、了解、相信。
The reason why these things are recorded is so that we can study them, and understand them and believe in them.
那我们就能够得到那个永恒的生命、永远的救恩。
And through doing that, we can receive eternal life and eternal salvation.
刚刚我们所读的这两段圣经
，In the two passages that we have just read,
都是谈到神要救赎人类的方法。
They talk about the methods by which God will save mankind.
说要为我们开了一个洗罪的泉源。
They tell us that he will open a fountain for us that washes our sins.
要将我们的罪啊，把它投到深海里面去。
And he will cast our sins into the depths of the sea.
因为我们人本来是神造的。
Since humankind was created by God,
神把人安住在伊甸园里面。
God placed people in the Garden of Eden.
那是一个生活没有缺乏的地方。
Which is a place where there is no lack.
所以人也可以跟神啊很亲密的交通。
There's no need, and therefore people can communicate easily with God.
但是唯一神给人的命令。
But the only requirement that God had for men.
就是园当中啊有一棵善恶果。
Was concerning this tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the
middle of
the garden.
不可以吃，吃了以后会死。
God said that you shall not eat of it, for the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
但是当时人类的祖先啊，却不听神的话，就去摘善恶果吃了。
However, at that time, the ancestors of humankind did not listen to the words of God. They took of the fruit and they ate of it.
结果他们发现自己赤身裸体啊，就去躲藏起来。
And immediately they realized that they were naked and ashamed, therefore they hid themselves.
因为犯了罪啊，不敢见神。
Because they knew they had committed sin and they were shameful to see God.
那所以人就被赶出伊甸园，人就要劳苦。
As a result, human beings were cast out of the Garden of Eden, and they had to toil in order to survive.
真的，死亡也临到世人。
And indeed, death came into all men.
虽然神说你吃善恶果的日子必定死。
Even though God said, the day that you eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die.
但是当时的人类还可以活到九百多岁。
Yet the people at the time lived till they were 900 years old.
这不是神的话落空。
That is not because God's words were not fulfilled.
而是我们人有两层的生命。
Instead, it means that human beings had two levels of life.
我们所能够看到的就是肉体上的生命。
The one that we can see is the physical life.
但是我们还有一个灵魂的生命。
But there's also a spiritual life.
当人犯罪以后。
When a person sins,
说那个属灵的生命跟神的永恒的生命就隔绝了。
The spiritual life that the person has becomes separated from God's spirit.
所以人肉体虽然活着
，so even though that person still lives,
但是好像那个树枝已经离开树干了。
But he is like a branch that has departed from the vine.
只不过是暂时的青翠。最后还会枯干掉。
That it is temporarily still living, but in the end, it will wither.
所以因为罪的缘故啊，所以死亡就临到众人。
And as a result of sin, death came to all men.
所以人活在世界上啊，因为离开神，所以没有指望。
Because men had departed from God, so even though they live in this world, they have no hope.
我们看希伯来书九章二十七节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书九章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
九章二十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 27.
说按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。这讲到人啊，不只是肉体。
Here it tells us that not only when not only will men, their life, their physical life die,
但死了以后不是整个事情就结束了。
The death is not the end of all things.
说人死掉了以后啊，还要受神的审判。
Here it tells us that after a person dies, he will receive judgment from God.
要按照我们所行的善恶啊，施行报应。
He will be judged according to the good and the evil that he has done.
罗马书第二章里面谈到神审判的标准。
The book of Romans chapter 2 talks about the standard by which God judges.
一个是按照神的真理，另外按照人的行为。
One is according to the truth of God and the other according to the actions of man.
所以听到神立法的人，神就按照立法行审判。
Therefore, to those who hear the laws of God, God will judge them according to the law.
那没有听过神的立法的，神就按照人的良心啊，是非之心审判。
And for those who do not hear the laws of God, God will judge them according to their own conscience.
那结果在神的审判之下，不管是犹太人也好，或者是非犹太人也好，说都将要被定罪。
And under the judgment of God, whether one is a Jew or a non-Jew, he will be judged whether or not he is sinful.
因为人没有办法靠着自己的行为啊，来得到称义啊。说自己没有罪。
They will be judged sinful because men cannot rely on their own actions and deeds to prove themselves sinless.
所以虽然有些人说啊，我们要借着行善立功的方法。
So even though some people say that we can justify ourselves by doing good work.
或者是修身养性啊，来脱离一切困苦啊，死亡。
Or to discipline our bodies, discipline ourselves, so that we can escape death.
但是没有一个人啊，真正能够靠着自己的修行啊，这样来脱离苦难，来胜过死亡。
But indeed, nobody can rely on their own discipline and work to escape death.
因为人生活在罪中啊，所以没有指望。
Because men live in sin, therefore they have no hope.
所以神才为我们预备了一个拯救的方法。
That is why God prepared a method for us to be saved.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter
3. 22节。
Verse 22.
罗马书三章22节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 22.
说就是神的义。因为信耶稣基督要加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。二三节。
23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。二十四节。
24.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。二十五节。
25.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭。是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。这里讲到说啊，没有一个人可以靠着自己行善立功来得救。
Here it tells us that no one can be justified, to be saved, through his own works and through his own deeds.
所以神就为人类预备一个方法，就是耶稣基督来到人间。
Therefore, God prepared a way for mankind, that is, Jesus Christ coming to this world.
他被世人把他钉死，他把自己的血啊，献出来。
He was crucified by people, and he sacrificed his blood.
借着人的相信，靠着他的宝血来救赎。
And through the faith of people and through his blood, they can be saved.
说这就是神为人预备的一个救赎的方法。
This is the method by which God prepared for men to be saved.
我们知道从古以来啊，人都知道要杀牲畜流血啊做牺牲。
We know that since the ancient times, people have killed animals, sacrificed them, and shed their blood.
因为按照神的规定啊。人犯了罪以后啊，没有流血，没有付出生命的代价，这个罪没有办法得救赎。
Because according to the requirements of God, if a person sins and there's no blood to make atonement for him, then he cannot be saved.
所以自古以来就一直杀牲畜, 让他流血。
So since the ancient times, people have been killing animals and shedding their blood.
但是这个杀牲畜流血牺牲, 只是让我们知道说, 人的罪要用血来洁净。
But the action of killing animals, shedding their blood to cleanse us of our sins is only telling us that we need to have blood to take away our sins.
人的生命当然比动物的生命更宝贵。
Since the life of a man is much more precious than the life of a man.
所以没有办法借着动物的生命啊，来唤起人的生命。
So one cannot take the blood of an animal to make atonement for the life of a man.
所以牛羊的血啊, 只是让人想起人有罪而已。
So the blood of the calf and the lamb only reminds us that we need to have blood to be saved.
所以唯有耶稣基督啊, 他是没有罪的, 才可以来到世界担当我们的罪。
And it is only Jesus Christ who is sinless, who came into this world, who can die for us and be a sacrifice.
借着他的宝血啊, 才能够洁净我们的罪。
And through his precious blood, our sins can be washed away.
所以耶稣说啊, 你们要重生。
Therefore, Jesus says that we must be reborn.
有一个法利赛, 有一个犹太人的官啊, 就说我们怎么生呢?
There was a Jewish official who asked him, how is it possible that we can be reborn?
人都已经老了, 怎么进到妈妈的肚子再生一次?
How can a person who is old return to the womb of his mother and be born again?
耶稣说啊, 不是从妈妈的肚子再生一次。
Jesus replied, saying, you're not to be born again from the womb.
因为从肉身生的还是肉身。
Because that which is born of flesh is flesh.
所以我们要从水和圣灵重生。
Instead, we need to be reborn of the water and the spirit.
后来保罗就解释啊, 说, 就是借着重生的洗礼和圣灵的更新。
Therefore, later on, Paul explained that this is through the washing of baptism.
我们看提多书三章第五节。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus 3, 5.
说那便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。那么保罗说啊，神救我们人的方法，不是靠我们人的行为。
Paul explains to us that God saves us not according to our righteousness.
乃是神爱我们，为我们预备了这个救赎的方法。
But instead, through God's love and through his plan of salvation.
我们领受了这个方法，接受洗礼啊，就能够得到重生。
And if we accept this method and are washed through baptism, then we can be reborn.
因为这个洗礼可以把我们的罪赦免。
Because the baptism can take away our sin.
既然没有罪了, 所以我们就能够跟神永恒的生命重新结合在一起。
And since we have no sin, then we can once again be joined with God to eternal life.
既然没有罪了, 我们就能够重新成为神的儿女。
And since we have no sins, we can once again become the children of God.
说这个不是靠我们人的意行。
It tells us here that this is done not through our works of righteousness. Instead, through Jesus who has taken on our sins.
然后我们信靠他，他把他的义行啊归在我们身上。
And we believe in him, and he places his righteousness onto us.
我们就可以在神面前啊，成为一个没有罪的人。
And at that point, before God, we become people who have no sin.
不只是重新得到永恒的生命。
Not only to once again receive the eternal life.
说还可以进到神的恩典里面，神把各样的福气啊，平安喜乐啊，就临到你身上。
It tells us that we can also enter into God, and God will give us all sorts of peace and joy.
这就是神 救赎我们的方法。
This is the method by which God saves us.
所以我们洗礼呀，也要照圣经里面的主示。
Therefore, when we baptize, we need to baptize according to the instructions in the Bible.
所以要浸在那个流动的活水里面。
The Bible tells us that we need to be immersed in living water.
这个水啊，不是一般的水，因为祷告圣灵运行以后啊。这个水有耶稣的宝血的功效。
And the water is not ordinary water, but after prayer, and through the work of the Holy Spirit, the water has the effect of the blood of Jesus Christ.
这是神给我们开的洗罪的泉源。
This is the fountain that washes away sins that Jesus has opened up for us.
我们看约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章三十四节。
John chapter 19 verse 34.
约翰福音十九章三十四节。
John chapter 19 verse 34.
说唯有一个兵拿着枪砸他的肋旁，随即有血汗水流出来。三十五节。
35.
看见这事的那个人就做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他。知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。约翰明明看到说啊，耶稣在十字架上被砸。
John saw by himself that Jesus was pierced, his side was pierced by the soldiers.
说呢，从他的肋旁啊，就有血跟水啊，就流出来。
And he saw that blood and water came out from.Jesus aside.
这就是神给我们开的一个叫做洗罪的泉源。
And this is the fountain of the washing of sins that Jesus has opened for us.
我们看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
约翰一书五章第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
说这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣。不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节。
Verse 7.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。第八节。
Verse 8.
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水和血。这三样啊，都归于一。这里讲到说啊，借着耶稣来啊。他为我们开的洗罪全脸呢、啊，就是用水用血。
Here it tells us that Jesus came, and the fountain that He opened up for us is water and blood.
这是主耶稣在十字架上给我们开的一个泉源。
This is a fountain that Jesus opened for us on the cross.
然后耶稣说：“你们信而受洗，就会得救。
”And Jesus says that if you believe and are baptized, then you will be saved.
因为我们受洗啊，不是光浸在水里面。
Because for us to be baptized is not simply to be immersed in water.
说这个水里面有耶稣的宝血。
But instead, the water contains the blood of Jesus.
我们怎么晓得这个水里面有耶稣的宝血
？How do we know that in the water is the precious blood of Jesus?
因为有圣灵来证明啊，这里面有宝血。
Because the Holy Spirit testifies that in the water is the blood.
所以这样的洗礼啊，真正能够把我们的一切过犯罪愆啊，完全的涂抹掉。
Therefore, this kind of baptism can truly remove all kinds of uncleanness and sins that we have.
所以保罗说啊，我们的洗礼啊，就是跟耶稣啊。同死同埋葬同复活。
Paul tells us that our baptism is to die with Christ, to be buried with Christ, and to be resurrected with Christ.
那个罪人救人呢、啊？跟耶稣同钉十字架了。
That the old man is crucified with Jesus.
将罪身呢、啊、钉死。
That our sins are crucified.
然后借着洗礼把它埋葬掉。
Through baptism, they are buried.
然后就有。复活新生的样式。
And then we can take the form of resurrection and being reborn.
所以我们受洗啊，就归入耶稣基督里面。
Therefore, through baptism, we enter into Christ.
我们已经脱离了各样的罪。
We have departed all kinds of from all kinds of sins.
我们已经得到了新生命。
We have received new life.
所以在耶稣基督里面呢、啊，就成为一个复活的新人哦。
Therefore, in Christ, we become a new person who is reborn.
因为有了新生命, 啊, 所以有一个新的生父,
because we have new life, we have new life, so we live.
啊, 旧事都已经过去了,
the old things have passed away.
啊, 所以这就是神给我们一个洗罪的泉源,
this is the fountain of the washing away of sins that Jesus, that Jesus has given us through baptism, we can receive life once again.
神就会把圣灵赐给你,
and when you have become the child of God, God will give you the Holy Spirit to testify that you are His
啊, 圣灵要住在我们身上, 常常跟我们同在,
the Holy Spirit will live in you and always be with you.
啊, 可以教导我们,
he will teach you. He will comfort you.
啊, 我们随时随地啊,
in all times and in all places, God will
啊,
be with you.
凡事都可以借着祷告告诉神,
and in all things, you can pray to God and tell God.
神就赐给我们意外的平安,
then God will give to you peace that is beyond
our understanding.
God will also give to you a very active hope.
所以这就是神救赎我们的方法,
this is how God saves us.
我们先谈到这里啊, 等一下座谈会的时候, 如果有疑问, 我们可以当面来谈论。
We will first conclude here. Later during the discussion time, if you have questions, you can also raise them.